Hey guys, we're in the podcast room. We're talking about this life in the glass house and how you can be praying for your pastor. Drew Brewer has been joining us for the last 3 weeks, giving us insight, giving us tips on how we can pray for our pastor. And so, Drew, what do you have for us this week? How can we be praying for our pastor?
Praying for their peace.
Okay.
And this is a twofold one. You can kind of look at it from different angles.
Okay.
This would be peace, a pastor's peace with God, but also, and maybe even more practically, peace with one another. Nothing hurts the heart of a pastor, and I've witnessed this firsthand many times, nothing hurts the heart of a pastor more than disunity amongst the body, or discord. In Proverbs 6, he talks about six things the Lord hates, seven that are abomination, and the last one, the seventh one, is one who sows discord among the brethren. And God hates that. And we should also hate that as well. And we play such an important role in maintaining unity with the body. I think we see in 1 Thessalonians 5:2, Paul's closing that letter, and he says, "We ask you, brothers," in verse 12, "we ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves." And that seems kind of unconnected. It seems like that's a random, but it's like, here's how you do that.
Right. Here's how you show them respect. Here's how you esteem them highly.
Stop fighting.
That is. You kind of wonder, okay, Paul, what's going on there? But then when you just kind of push back from the table and think about, oh, I can see how chaos in the church can come into the pastor's home. Not necessarily not creating chaos in the pastor, but he brings that with him.
Oh, absolutely.
And it stays with the pastor.
And you can backtrack any pastor who leaves or gets out of ministry or steps away for a time. Like if you ask questions, it always goes back to something disunifying or discord within the church.
Yeah.
And that's a shame because the church should be, of all places,
right. The
most unified.
Yeah.
Because we have one mission, one goal.
I think Paul says something similar in Philippians 2. You know, you got that whole passage about the humility of Christ. But the impetus for that is to have this mind among you in the church.
Yes.
And then we get this beautiful passage about the humility of Christ. But it's
do nothing out of selfish ambition.
Yeah.
In humility, consider others greater than yourself. Humility plays such a huge role in that.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good stuff. So, listen to me, crowd. Perseverance, preaching. What was the third one? Purity, and then for their peace. All of which you can contribute to, not just by praying, but by paying attention just to what's going on in the life of your church. So, don't fail to pray for your pastor. We've got one more coming at you next Monday. So, be sure to tune in.